Good morning, Audio Boo. This is VI Podcasting with
Claire Randall
and me, Paul Hopkins. It's actually afternoon here in the UK. Hope you're all well. We're coming on my blog to have a little rant, I think, and sort of ask some questions and see if there's some comparisons that can be made. Okay. I'm playing from the U2's new album.
Apple's gift to us.
Big Brother, yeah. Apple, gave us this gift. The song I'm playing is called The Troubles.
But with the one hand, Apple giveth, and with the other hand, Apple they taketh away.
Okay, so I'm going to start on the premise, and this is this includes a metaphor. The premise is, I think that iOS 8 is the worst Apple has ever done in terms of giving with an upgrade. You know, they may have all these things about, oh, we've got this health app, well, it doesn't work.
They've withdrawn it, haven't they?
Yeah. You may have things like, I don't know what else is even on there. I've not had time to have a good look.
Because it keeps crashing.
It's as if the builders have built something. So you say, right, I want you to build this house, builders. They say, okay. And they say, oh, it's ready. Come round, it's ready. And what's happened is 60-minute makeover has been in there and they haven't finished the job. And so, you know, you're walking into the rooms and
letting that lot loose in your house.
There's bits of skirting board still on the floor, or there's the plaster hasn't been done properly, or there's piles of rubble in the garden, or there's nails still on the floor, or the builder's left one of his boots in the corner. This is what I like in iOS 8 too. That's my metaphor. The snag list is huge. I'm going to phone this music away and we'll talk a bit about it. Hang on a second. I'll let you just digest that for a minute. Hang on. Okay, so that was you two there, which is that gift from
from them.
Yeah, thanks. So I would be an Apple fan, you know, and all that, but these things are appalling. I think a lot of it is with some of the accessibility around voiceover. There seems to be lots of issues.
Well, I'm interested to know actually what, because this is one of the things why we put it on the main timeline, because it's one of those that I've not heard people now. All one word is Apple fan thing boy extraordinaire. He puts it in his profile that he's an Apple fan. He's got a little Apple thing. Apple thing in front of his Twitter user profile.
Is that him?
Yeah. So all one word is to be fair, he's been quiet this week anyway. But you know, I would be interested in people like his view of iOS 8. And what it's brought or taken away, if you like, in terms of general productivity, because some things you notice they go wrong, and I don't know whether they're voiceover issues, like accessibility issues, or whether they're general compatibility issues in, you know, as a whole. Now, I will add at this point that I haven't upgraded my phone on the basis I updated my iPad, and it's dreadful. And you updated your phone, and it's dreadful. And I won't be updating my phone anytime soon, because I think it's made my Bluetooth. It makes the Bluetooth keyboard, for example, unworkable. You can't read things in.
I've just been trying to read an email, and it's quite a long article. And then what happens is it suddenly says VoiceOver on, even though VoiceOver wasn't switched off
in the first place.
And then it chucks you to the top of the email.
So you can't read a long document.
With Bluetooth keyboard, you start writing and it says VoiceOver on, and suddenly the last letter that you press, it would go and put loads of eyes in there. Do you like that impression?
Yeah.
It's like a Dalek. A broken Dalek.
Yay.
I can't do it.
Yeah, that. Anyway,
my plug, my rules.
Lord help us all. Just ignore him.
Go on.
I should go back to the kitchen where
No, you won't. You make your flapjacks.
I am. So anyway, there is that. So
first world problems and all that. Let's get a context.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm going to be a pain in the.
It's one of those
to people
those
with voiceover, but yeah.
But it is one of those where you know when iOS 8 gets released, or the new iOS gets released, and we have this every year. It gets released, and people sit there and they go, there are three trends of people. There are people that sit there and do nothing. There are people who sit there and go, well, I can't wait for Twitter to come alive with the new iOS so that all the fanboys can sit and complain about how awful it is. And then you get the people that come on and they go, I've downloaded iOS 8 and it's fantastic, or iOS 7 or iOS, you know, insert iOS of choice. And it's the most usable experience ever and I love it and all this kind of thing. And so there are generally three trends of thought. And I've generally, when I've downloaded a new update, there are little minor blips. I've never, this is the longest ever that I've held off updating my phone.
Yeah.
Well, and I won't be updating until
I'm patched. Probably in the fourth category that says, I'm not going to upgrade.
I know you always do it though, you're a geek. But you're also in the, we were looking online yesterday as to how to downgrade back to iOS 7.
I've never done that before.
No.
Ever. And also, like, because you haven't upgraded. Oh, but guess what? Apple is already downloaded
iOS
for
8,
you.
3 gigs worth of it.
And every time you go into
phone.
And when I
go into settings, it takes me automatically into the software update box.
But hang on, so it's taking up 3 gigs of space that because you have a 64 gig iPhone 5S,
it's fine.
But for anyone that doesn't, it's almost like pushing you into because it needs 3 gigs and presumably.
Well, actually, it needs 4.7 gigs.
4.7 is that how much it needs to be able to upgrade? And then
so my 16 gig iPad took a bit of a hammering when I downloaded.
But on your
my 64 gig phone.
Yeah, so it just sits there and uses 3 gigs of space pointlessly until you upgrade it.
Yeah.
For you. Which is crackers, but you don't need to be intimidated by that. Don't be intimidated by the Apple. I'm sure they're doing it for our convenience.
What do you think?
No.
So it wasn't for the fact that I despise Android.
Yeah.
With good reason for the Android.
We have to have little waves of context every so often just to remind ourselves that...
I did an Android test some months
ago. Oh, yeah, because they don't... Yeah, that's right.
We did a little experiment on the VIP Advisor channel,
which is an audio boot channel for people.
Procured some Sony Xperia N2 phones. If anybody would like to buy one, I have one for sale.
Two for sale. Mine's got a 32 gig memory
card in it as well. We bought these phones to test the Android experience, and I might consider actually changing providers next time.
For the first time ever, though, I'm thinking this is as sticky as Android. It's like treacle. Apart from the fact that at least the Android stuff does work, it's just that you can't really access it very easily or as easily. So let's just go over a couple of other things. So page, if I try to move anything on the bottom row just above the dock, like if I wanted to move an app from one place to another, like one page to another, or if I wanted to move something into a folder, I cannot do it. Also, if I've got my finger on the dock and I move my finger up to the first row of apps, it'll say page one of whatever. So the only way of knowing what that app is by going down from the screen, touching the screen and going down, letting VoiceOver then tell me. I can't open attachments in emails. I can't sign into anything. I can't move anything on the bottom thing. I think I said that, didn't I? Mm. As I said, I can't read emails because VoiceOver switches on and off, or switches on and then puts you to the top of the document. I can't, I can't, Bluetooth keyboard is just a no-go.
The really interesting thing, though, is that this isn't specific. You know, it's very hit and miss. There are people
that
have had no issues at all.
What issues are you guys finding?
And there are other people. So my iPad mini is an iPad mini first generation, and it's only 16 gigs. So, yeah, you know, you can kind of see maybe there might be some issues at upgrading it. And it's updated and it's had the issues with voice, with the... Oh, yeah, it... Another thing that happened with yours, or with some, about three or four that I saw, was when, if you were using VoiceOver, when you did the update when it rebooted, VoiceOver didn't come back.
Yeah, yeah. So I couldn't. I didn't know what was going on with phone. But, caps locks, so locks on and off as well. Yeah. The cap locks.
But I didn't have the issue with VoiceOver on my iPad. You had it on your second gen iPad Mini, Retina display, top range. Kind of iPad. Because sometimes you can think, well, maybe it's one of the older devices, and it could be applicable to older devices, and they're not running as fast, and therefore they can't cope as well with the upgrade. Well, you but can, it's not you, because it's.
You can put iPhone. You can put it on. I would say on as low as the 4S.
Apparently it doesn't run awfully well on the 4S.
No,
but I've got a 5S and it's a 64 gig and there's no way I'm going to upgrade it. No way I'm going to update it anytime in the foreseeable future, really. And Paul was there on Thursday going, yeah, you'll have been upgraded by tomorrow.
No, you won't.
And I'm not. And he's now probably at the point where he's going, actually, don't bother.
I will kidnap your phone and take it back with me.
Yeah.
And to give save him, and and I'll give you mine.
Yeah, that's to say you can have a nice, shiny iOS 7 that works properly and leave me with your...
yeah, bunch of crapple, really. Yeah. So anyone...
It's an apple crumble, people.
Apple has crumbled.
Apple has crumbled.
Yeah.
There's a title in there.
I think we'll do that. Apple crumbles. Look, it's context. It's first world problems. We've got a lovely flapjack in the oven.
Yeah, I need to ring Nathan. Bless
Nathan's
me. Wasn't
coming
very
back
well
soon, and we probably hope to pop out and have a little trip soon. He's not been very well, though, so we're not going to go far.
No, not going far.
And God is in his heaven, and it's all good, you know. This is just to...
Well, you know, God, if he's in his heaven, can you sort it out, like, you know?
No. You can't ask
why?
God.
Why? I bet people ask him for much worse.
Well, it's a man thing. What's he going to do? Is he going to prompt Tim Cook in the middle of the night and say, Tim... Please get up.
Yes, he will.
And sort
what he needs to do
iPhone
is. No, he'll give
iOS
them the,
8.
Give them
Paul
the,
needs it.
He will give them the you know whatever is needed. The site to see what they need to fix.
They need to get to the core of the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Any other Apple jokes?
I don't know. I'm sure there are.
I'm sure there are. So to do with Pips.
Pips, maybe. Meanwhile,
STEM, the problem
back into the real world.
Stems? No, I don't know. Trees. Anyway, a lot. Just
I
help
just can't
us.
See the apple wood for the trees.
You're the apple of my iPhone.
Oh.
Right, we're going to go now. Yeah. I'm going to go out with a little bit of U2 because I'm going to have to listen to this album now. They're giving it me for free
of what they've given us.
You what?
Or with the one hand apple give us.
Yeah. Well, they've got a one-hand operation on the iPhone 6 Plus, don't they?
One hand?
There's a one-hand operation, so you can use it with one hand. They've got some one-hand mode or something.
I never use my phone with one hand. Do people use it more than one, then?
Mm.
Do they?
Yeah. Well, hold it in one hand, and then but what you're going to be able to do is hold it in the hand that you're going to operate it with. So you hold it in your right hand, and then use your thumb or whatever, and it's going to make it easier to do that kind of thing, apparently.
I've no idea, but I don't think we should be buying an iPhone 6 Plus anytime soon.
Well, there'd be a big issue about reaching...
The big issue.
Some people wouldn't be able to reach it.
If I could afford...
It's worth slightly more than the big
issue. If I
could
buy an iPhone 6 Plus, I might be out there selling
it
to pay for it.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Well, look, you can tell we're being fairly jocular about it, but, I mean, if anyone's... Oh, dear.
But it's only an iPhone at the end of the day.
It's only an iPhone. Yeah. It's what is it? The comparison between.
I was going to go and queue actually for you to get your new phone. Wasn't
you
I?
Too.
Yeah.
To get. See, we can't even help it. Subliminal messages everywhere.
They are. They're all over. Anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll speak to you soon. Flapjacks abound and await. Yeah, I can smell them. It does. It's like grandma's kitchen. Speak to you soon.